All right, each and every Tuesday at this time, we talk with the head coach of the Raiders, Hugh Jackson. And it is that time on what was a very emotional, sentimental, tear-jerking weekend. And we talked to Tom Flores yesterday. We talked to Jim Plunkett yesterday, got their thoughts about Mr. Davis, but now the head coach of the Raiders. Hugh, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
I bet you are doing great. You know, it's my job to ask you questions, but I thought maybe in this instance, based on everything that's happened this weekend and what the last 3 or 4 days has been like for you, that I would just let you say whatever's on your mind to start off this interview.
Well, it's been some hard days, but they get better each and every day. And as we continue to move forward and get a little bit of more separation from losing coach, I think everything will get back to normal. I think our players are excited to get back to work tomorrow as we start to get prepared for Cleveland. But obviously it was a tough weekend, but it was a fun weekend too. We got another win under our belts against a very good football team in Houston, and we're looking forward to our fans being there for us this week as we get ready to take on Cleveland.
Hugh, before I ask you about football-related questions, I'm going to ask you one final question as it relates to Mr. Davis, because as you said, you're trying to move on. You've got a football game coming up against Cleveland on Sunday. But what did he mean to you personally?
Coach Davis was a great boss. I mean, he taught me so much about the Raiders, the organization, how he put this team together, why certain things happen the way they do. So he showed me a lot of the inner workings of the Raiders, and I really thank him for that. And more so than that, he gave me an opportunity to be a head coach when nobody else would. So I can't help but thank the man for all he's done for me in my career, and hopefully I can repay him back by winning a championship here.
Hugh Jackson joining us. We talk about the Raiders now on the field, the 3-2. And Hugh, when the schedule came out back in the early part of summer, late spring, I really thought that if you guys could start off 3-2, that you would be on your way. How happy are you right now with the record based on how tough the schedule's been in the first 5 weeks of the season?
I'm okay. I mean, I wish we were 5-0, but I'll take where we are because it's what we've earned. You know, we've earned a 3-2 record. Obviously, we have some work to do, and I think we all understand that and respect that. But we felt like we also let some opportunities slip through our fingers. It was very, you know, great this past weekend. We've been in that situation before, fourth down, you know, in our own backed up with our defense on the field and wasn't able to make the play in Buffalo and was able to make it the other day. So that's why we're able to come away with the win. But we need to continue to get better. We're going to do that. We're going to continue to get this team better and just keep moving forward.
Hugh, when did you first realize that you only had 10 men on the field for that final play against Houston?
I realized it after it happened. You know, we had a young man that ran off, and that happens. But there's nothing we can do about it now. That one's in the books. On we go.
How well of a play truly was that by Michael Huff in that situation?
And that was a big-time play. I mean, obviously, the quarterback had to make a decision either to run or throw it, and I think Tyvon Branch showing up there made Matt decide to throw the ball, and obviously, what a great interception by Michael Huff.
We're talking with Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Raiders. What are you most pleased with from that game, other than the win, the fact that when you look at the statistics, they were not in your favor, but you just found a way to win. But what element of that game were you most pleased with?
Just what you said, we found a way to win. I mean, sometimes it's not about statistics or anything. The thing I was really impressed with our football team is that we kept fighting. You know, things wasn't going great early on offense especially, and things wasn't going great on defense, and I think our guys settled down. They just kept playing, and we just kept plugging away on offense and finally found a way to make some plays. And I think that's what you got to do. There's some games you just got to grind it out and find a way to win, and we were able to do that.
Coach, each and every week we have the KHTK 1140 Player of the Game, as the fans can go to the Raiders Facebook page and vote. And they overwhelmingly voted for Sebastian Janikowski again. Boy, what a season he's having. What has he meant to your football team through the first 5 games?
He's probably right up there with Darren McFadden and Shane Leckler, you know, as our MVPs. I mean, those guys have made some tremendous plays for us as we started out this season. Obviously, Seabass kicking the ball and Shane punting the ball and Darren running the ball. Those guys have done a tremendous job, and we need them to continue to do what they're doing.
Coach, I've gotten a couple calls today. People wanted to really talk about Darius Heyward-Bey and his development and his maturation from his rookie year to where he is now. Can you talk about how far he's come?
He's come a long ways. I think Darius has done a great job of just working at it and keeping his head down and not letting, you know, some of the comments and things get to him and just keep playing. And eventually, as I've said before, he's doing really good things and eventually he'll come out of it. I mean, most young players do. We all wish that, you know, he had arrived sooner, but I think he's doing a tremendous job and I think his talent's beginning to show.
People can also ask a question via Twitter to the head coach of the Raiders, and you can go to @Raiders or @GrantNapierShow. And the question this week, Coach, comes from Estevan C530, Estevan Casas, and he wants to know, how do you avoid a letdown this weekend on what is going to be a very emotional day as the team returns home?
Yeah, I just don't think we have time for letdowns. I mean, we're not in that situation. I mean, we're a 3-2 football team, one game over 500. And we know what's at stake here in our stadium against Cleveland, and we need to go play well. We need to go win a game here at home. I mean, we got to make sure that our home games, we take care of them, because we all know how tough it is to win on the road, and we want to be able to win everyone on the road that we play to. But, boy, we must protect our house here.
Now, when you look at Cleveland, talk a little bit about this team, because, you know, I've looked at some of their games, and, you know, you look at their one-loss record, and it does jump out at you, but they've been very competitive, and they're a team that certainly you got to be aware of.
They are. I mean, they're very good defensive football team. Obviously, DeQuell Jackson at linebacker, he's one of the better linebackers in the league. I don't think he gets enough mention, but he is a really, really good football player. Joe Hayden, the corner, the young corner for them, has played really well. They have a real good defensive tackle, Atari Reuben, who's playing really good. And then the young kid, Phil Taylor, the kid from Baylor, is playing really good for him. So they have some really good football players. And I think Dick Geron's done a great job on defense and on offense. The young quarterback, Colt McCoy, it starts with him. And they have very good players on offense, too. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us, just like it is every week in the National Football League, and we look forward to it.
Hugh, it's interesting, or interesting might not even be the right word, but it's exciting to see the momentum get around your football team. And I thought it was so telling to see how many fans greeted you at the facility when you got back from Houston. The first two home games both sold out. You know, on my radio show, I sense it. I sense it when I'm around in the Bay Area that people are really starting to talk about the Raiders on a daily basis. They're genuinely excited with what you've done and where you're going. I mean, you've got to feel that from where you stand on the sidelines.
I do, and I really appreciate our fans and Raider Nation and the people who are becoming excited about our football team, because it is something to get excited about. As I said before, I think the time is now. I know everybody's talking about a letdown, but I don't think this team is going to let that happen. I think we're going to come to work tomorrow with a chip on our shoulder and understand, you know, what's at hand. We got another opportunity to win another game, to get to 4-2, and that's all we're interested in is the next opportunity, and we need to go play well.
You know, coaches can only do so much in that vein, and I'm curious, when you have a player like a Richard Seymour, a veteran player like that and others, how important is it for them also to help in that regard to some of the younger players that are now going through this for the first time, to let them know what's in store to prevent that letdown?
Very, because, I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, backslapping and all that, you know, congratulations, great job. But, I mean, like I said, that was one game. You know, there's so many more to play. There's 11 more to play, 11 more opportunities to earn a 12th. And I think our guys understand that. And we talk about it all the time. We're not going to get caught up in all that. Last week was a different type of weekend because we lost our leader. And I think we all respect that. But us knowing him, he would be on us right now. We better get back to work and get this thing done, because we got a big game coming up this week.
Hugh, coaches always talk about that they want to get better from week to week. Have you seen that in your team?
Yes, I have. I've seen us get better at certain things. It doesn't always show up in the stats column, but how we play, how we approach the game, how we prepare, how we finish, those are the things as a head coach that you really make sure that you look at, because those are the things that are going to really win football games for you. Yes, you wish you had all the stats to boot with it, but sometimes it doesn't happen that way, especially on the road. Sometimes the environments that you play in are very tough, and you just got to find a way, as I said earlier, just to keep grinding it out.
Now, we talked about, I told you when I had Stefan Wisniewski on 2 weeks ago, he talked about that red dot. Are the red dots still, are they starting to become less and less in your film sessions?
Oh, boy, I can't wait till tomorrow because there's going to be some red dots that come out. I promise you that.
You know, is that something that, I mean, that you've always used when coaching and looking at film with players on other teams?
No doubt. I mean, I think that's it's an eye opener for a lot of people. You know, sometimes I think to be able to call out a player and let him know what he needs to do and how he needs to do it, I think is very important. And I've seen it, and it works.
We love to talk about the quarterback position in the NFL because fans they gravitate towards that. Jason Campbell, from last year when you were around him to this year, and we're talking about a veteran quarterback who I thought before he was injured in Washington was playing very well. Can you just talk about his development and his command that he has of your offense right now?
I think he really truly has. He is the leader of our offense. He has a true command of it. Obviously, the communication part as we continue to move forward needs to continue to grow, especially in when we're playing in noisy environments. You know, you got to have poise in the noise, and we talk about it all the time, and I think there's some things there that our team, our offensive team, has to follow his lead on, and I think we'll continue to get better at that as we move forward. But he's done a great job. He understands the system. He understands how to distribute the ball to the different players on this team, how to get us out of bad situations, and he's done a good job. But Jason, no, we're chasing perfection here, and we're going to keep working at it till we get it all right.
Well, I know it's going to be a very emotional day at home on Sunday when your team takes the field against Cleveland. Great having you on. We'll look forward to chatting with you next Tuesday, Coach.
Thank you so much.
Yep, that's Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Raiders, joining us right here on the Grant Napier Show. And again, next week, you can maybe have your question asked via Twitter at Raiders or at Grant Napier Show. And of course, you can follow the Raiders on their Facebook page, and you can vote for the KHTK 1140 Player of the Game, as this week it was Sebastian Janikowski. And really, when you look at Sebastian Janikowski and the way he has performed this year, I think he's having his best year. I mean, I think he's having his best year. You know, I know last year, you remember earlier in the season, he had that missed chip shot at Arizona, and we talked about that most of the year. And then we always remember the misses with the kickers. We remember the misses more than the makes when it comes to kicking in the National Football League. But Seabass is really having himself a heck of a year. All right, we'll come back. More to come here on Sports Radio, KHTK.